Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Raising Expectations, this week's edition. And we're certainly glad you're with us. Let me bring you up a little bigger here on the screen and say good evening once again. We're glad you're with us. Tonight, we have a very special show in order. We kind of do something different tonight, and I think you'll be surprised. And our guest tonight, Dr. Buckingham, is evidently been called on an emergency. We missed him at the last minute, unable to reach him, and he was all set to go. But we've got another idea we're bringing tonight, and I think you'll be really glad that you're with us again tonight. And so I'm going to just get us started for time's sake again. You know, I'm Pastor Joe, and it's a blessing to be able to be with you guys each week. Retired pastor for many, many years. And the team of people I'm going to share with you tonight are very, very special people. Love these guys and gal, and we're just excited to every week be able to share with you. So there's a simple verse in the Bible that I was looking at the other day. I thought, you know, I've memorized this so long ago, but talk about raising your expectations. And I think that you're going to feel that way tonight. You know, the Bible tells us very simple in Romans 8:28 that all things, whatever you went through today, things that happened, all things work together for good. All things work together for good to them that are called according to God. Love God with all your heart and called according to his purpose. So he's got some good things in store for us. It's going to be a great week. So let's launch it tonight. We're going to launch it from California, in Southern California. First of all, we have Dr. Paul Hall with us, as you know, part of our team from Lompoc, California, known as Rocket Town. And Paul is ready to go. And we are set. We've all had some long weekends. I hope you guys do once in a while. So we are the epitome of energy, vavoom, and set to go. So it's going to be a fun time tonight together. How you doing, Paul? How many?
Good. Yeah.
And we're good. Seven. We are good. All right. It's going to be a great time together tonight. So we have to be family, isn't it? What do we do without family? We count you all as family. You know, Ron in Central America, actually Texas, Ron's not with us tonight. He's speaking up somewhere, I believe, in Wisconsin. The family's there. And we're real happy that he's there with old friends. And we're praying for Ron. He's doing some wonderful things. And as usual, I know God's using him to touch and change the hearts of people. So we're going to let you know that's where Ron is tonight. And then if we go a little further, all the way to Dalton, Georgia, the metropolis of Dalton, Georgia, we find two of our favorite people in the world. And once again, that would be Steph there and her husband, Dr. Craig or Tank there. And Steph, as you know, is the founder and CEO of Quenching Wells, which is a great opportunity of health and wellness. She helps you to get control of who you are, what you eat, your body, your health, how you think so it works better. We think she's the best health coach you're going to find anywhere in the world. We're a little prejudiced, but not much. Well, we really think she is. So she'll be sharing a little bit. You'll hear some of that. And their website, you'll find us on our website, bbsradio.com/raising expectations. You'll find all of our team there, and you'll be able to read more about each and every one of them. And also her site is on there. And working with her is somebody very, very special. She married a great guy who's our brother, and his name is Craig Thayer, but we call him Tank. And Dr. Thayer is a trauma surgeon. He's the one that they go to, as I say, every week. And somebody said to me, we got that last week. And just in case you're new, when they don't know what to do, he's the one they call because he gives us all. And I'm going to write a song for you, Craig. But anyway, as you can see right there, Craig's going to be with us tonight also and going to be sharing some of the things that you'll hear from him tonight. Going to be very, very good. So since Dr. Buckingham must have been in an emergency, we lost him here tonight. He was all set to go. We're going to call on our favorite doctor in the world, part of our team right here. Maybe you read what I wrote a little bit about him. I compared him to Dr. Buckingham because of all the doctors I've known, there's been some great guys and gals in my life. These two have a heart for people. Dr. Buckingham, as you know, has been around a long time, and still the first thing he does is sit down with a pad and ask the person, how you feeling? Tell me how it's going. And this is the attitude and the kind of heart that Craig has for all of the patients he deals with. And the way he prays for people, you can see why. So Dr. Buckingham, as we were talking, Craig, Steph, as we were talking earlier, he was going to open up and share tonight about this topic. So with your permission, and you guys are wonderful, we're going to roll it to Dr. Thayer, and also to Steph. Yeah, together, the two of you. Yeah, we're going to work on, his first thought was sleep insufficiency triggers chronic inflammation. And of course, he wrote all about that in his book, Rejuvenation and such. But Craig's got some great insight on this, and the two of them together, I'll let you in a little secret. You go to our website and read about them on their website. They've got literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that follow what they say. So we're going to hear from two of our favorite people in the entire world tonight. Right, Paul? They're going
to share tonight,
and we're going to talk with them. So take it away, and Steph, right there, give us some ideas on how we as older folks, you don't have to go too old, but those just take care of our bodies and take care of our health and be positive on what we're doing as believers and what God can do in our lives. Oh, wait a minute. Welcome the Thayers. Ready, Paul?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Can I welcome us? Is that allowed?
Round of applause.
That's right.
Way to go. You're up.
So, I mean, I have to say that I'm blessed because it wasn't necessarily planned by me. But my undergrad major was biochemistry, so it's molecular physiology, basically. And then I go to med school and I learn about cells and organs, so cells that are working in a different kind of an organ, and then the pathophysiology, which is how they go wrong, right? So I'm always amazed at, not to diss other physicians, but how they don't always know that pathophysiology. For the longest time, surgeons have known that carotid stenosis, narrowing of the carotid, the plaque buildup inside of an artery, is an inflammatory condition. Same with peripheral vascular disease. So arteries in your legs are narrowed by inflammation. Smoking is one of those. There's a metabolite in smoke that causes, and if you have Buerger's disease, oh my gosh, you lose extremities because that smoke, along with their autoimmune disease, just gets fired up. The arteries narrow. They eventually stop flowing blood through them, and you lose a limb. So, but sleep is an interesting thing. They talk about a sleep bank, meaning, let's say you need 8 hours a night for your age, or for your physiology, more when you're younger, and you only get six, your body needs to make that up. So somewhere along the way, it needs to get 10, which is interesting. And part of that is because we've learned our immune system is a huge modulator of a lot of different things. And there's kind of, if you think of the image of justice, the scale of,
yes,
you know, one side, weight on one side, weight on the other. So there's an inflammatory part to that, which is like our autoimmune diseases, mm-hmm, arthritis, lupus, psoriasis, you know, the skin diseases. Those are inflammatory things that turn red. They may crust, they may itch because they're swollen. Or inflammation. And then we find that when we look at cancers, we find these cells, these tumor TNF cells, they're tumor necrosis factor cells, they're lymphocytes that are eating away at the cancer. So if you can fire up that half of our immune system, you can fight cancers. Melanoma, these are all the monoclonal antibodies that you see being used. That fight cancer. Melanoma, the only thing we've come up with in the last 75 years now, because I've been practicing for a while has been monoclonal antibodies. This is a miracle. He called me one night. He goes, Craig, I don't know what this is, but I had a dream. It was LAK. I don't know what that is. I got, and because we were in a Bible study and we knew he had a melanoma, he was disease free, but he was about to go through another whole body CT scan and, you know, to make sure he's still free of all disease. And he tells me LAK, and I look it up and I go, oh my gosh, it's the first monoclonal antibody that they came up with. And then they've since then developed ones for melanoma. And I called him back and I said, I got good news and bad news. I said, the good news is there's a cure for melanoma that's metastatic. The bad news is I'm afraid of your next scan. And sure enough, his next scan showed lungs full, brain tumors. He was sock full of tumor. Went on a monoclonal and he's disease free now. That's like 5 years ago.
Yeah. And he had to get into, it was a clinical trial at the time. It was kind of amazing that he got that message and then was able to get into the trial.
Wow. So, I mean, that said, so inflammation is not just swelling, redness, skin changes, warmer temperature from increased blood flow, or at an internal level where it's fighting a tumor, you know, cell necrosis, meaning death. But it's bigger than that. So we've learned that sleep. So when you sleep, we still don't understand all sleep. We know that REM sleep, rapid eye movement, focuses your eyes. We know that you need a lot of that to help kind of just refocus your brain, but don't completely understand it. And so even Huberman, the Huber lab, you know, talking about dopamine, serotonin, and all the neurochemicals in our brain and stuff, don't completely know that. But like most of the like Fitbit, Apple, there's probably six different watches that track like heart rate variability. So when you sleep, that's when your lowest heart rate's going to happen. So you're going to have your resting, true resting heart rate. So you're not moving, you're not exercising. So, and that's what sleep does. It allows your body to kind of recover. It drops its blood pressure. And if you don't get enough of that, then the increased blood pressure, the increased heart rate results in an inflammatory response in your system, which again is a biochemical thing. So interleukin 6, interleukin beta 1, and TNF, which is tumor necrosis factor alpha, which stimulates the lymphocytes that kill tumors to come to a site where that chemical is being released. It causes an inflammatory response. So, and if you, what do you say?
Isn't REM sleep is also where you have dreams?
Yeah. That's
so you need the REM and the deep, yeah. Right? So if you're tracking, and I'm only wearing two because I'm testing a second one. I don't normally wear two trackers, but they're really interesting to learn about where you're getting REM and deep sleep and if it's sufficient for you to be recovered. And I can talk about that after you're done your doctor.
Talk. The doctor stuff, yeah. So
I want to ask you one thought on that. So I catch, stay with you. The way you're looking at this is so interesting. This is really interesting. A lot of people ask us, and they ask me, a lot of friends, you know, one, we're older now. We're not that old. I'm 75 going on 50, you know. So, but still, the sleep, I never needed that much sleep. So a part of the question, do sleep needs change as you get older? And can you tie that in? Craig, once we had a cup of coffee together, I had the best talk. I loved hearing the things that you shared. We had a great cup of coffee together. And about how God put us together this way. And like you're saying now, my goodness, your friend, he went in, he was healed of that over a period of time. It's amazing. Tying that in as we listen, as we think as an audience, yeah, God's got all this in us. It's how we take care of it in a minute so that we can get the full benefit of what he put in us, how he created us. And should there be some shifts in this as we get slightly older and are thinking about this? So, and you're kind of hitting on those. I think that's great. And that's helping me. And I think some people, I can think of some people right now that would talk to me yesterday about this. They said, we're going to watch. So that would be something along that line. Really love what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think that's the next study is, I mean, because we've kind of always been taught as you get older, you need less sleep, right? So probably part of that is because you're already inflamed and laying in one position for more than a couple hours, you wake up and you have to move or you got to go to the bathroom. So you just get less sleep. And that's the thing I've noticed with the Fitbit is like, I wake up in the middle of the night, I got to go to the bathroom, and then it takes me a period of time before I go back to sleep. So if I thought I got, well, man, I went to bed at this time and I woke up at this time, that's 8 hours. It was only seven because you were awake during. And I'm not sure exactly what the watch is measuring. It's got to be, I'm sure, a combination of heart rate, oxygen saturation, and the movement of my arm. You know, if it's moving, then you're awake, or at least you're dreaming something. So,
or if there's an earthquake. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, something. But yeah, so I mean, it's God created us, and it's like, why did he give us sleep? Why did we need to rest? And it's all, I think it's perplexed medicine for years. So,
wow.
So there's this book on, well, there's probably lots of books, but there was one particular book I was reading when my first biological child that I had, who's 17, he needed a lot less sleep than me. And he was probably a year and a half or 2 years old, and I couldn't figure it out. And all the books I'm reading are like, this kid should be sleeping, you know, 14 hours a day, blah, blah, blah. So yeah. Some of it is genetic, does not need a lot of sleep. He's very, my one son is very much like him. My other son is very much like me, who needs a lot of sleep. So one of the things I think that is a misconception for people is it's not just time in bed. You know, if you have insomnia, you're not going to fall asleep. It's quality of sleep. You could be sleeping and only get light sleep and you never got deep. You never got REM. You know, when you like wake up and you still feel horribly foggy all day, that's not good, right? You're not getting what you need to. And when it comes to age, like children, obviously very young, you know, a baby, they're peeing, pooping, eating, sleeping. Like that's it, right? They're 16 hours a day sleeping. And then it kind of changes until the teen years. And then in the teen years, they actually need like 11 hours of sleep. It significantly goes up again. And I think it's because all the growth, the hormone, all these changes, right? And then it kind of tapers off again. And I have heard that as we get older, we don't need quite as much. But there are things that you can be doing to help yourself that a lot of people do not do. So obviously, waking up and going to bed at similar times, if you have a consistent pattern, your body likes that. If you're all over the place with either your bedtime or your wake up time, it's actually very hard on your body. I don't know if you've noticed, like if you're very consistent with your wake up time, and let's say you happen to go to bed extra late one night, you're still probably going to wake up at the same time, right? Yes. Your body is used to that. And then it'll kind of catch up after a couple of days. But movement during the day, if you are active during the day, you're going to use up some of that energy by the time it's time for bed, you're ready to go, right? You do not want to have caffeine, I'd say within 8 hours of your bedtime. You don't want to exercise within 4 hours of your bedtime. When you get to within 2 hours or 1 hour, which is really hard for people, you want to be off screens. And that is very, very hard for us to do. It stimulates our brain. It makes us awake. There are blue lights. A lot of the phones now, you can switch them to blue light. You can even get blue light lenses to help. But if it's that red light, whatever it does to our brain, it stimulates us. So then we go to lay down and we're not going to go to sleep. And then you mentioned this too. If you know that you're going to go to the bathroom 5 times in the middle of the night because you drank too much water and that's disturbing you falling back asleep, you may want to taper off your liquids, you know, a couple hours before bed. So there's certain things that you can do to help yourself. And one of the things that I noticed was as I got healthier, I actually needed less time in bed. My sleep became more consistent. So losing weight, which I know nobody wants to hear, yeah, actually will help with your sleep. I know so many people that have sleep apnea. They don't want to be on a CPAP machine. They're basically subconsciously waking up nonstop. It's all this weight on your body, right? So those things will also help with your sleep. It all kind of goes together. And then melatonin is very popular. People are taking it. You can probably talk to the medical side, but your body naturally makes melatonin. It's kind of like the, oh, hey, you know, if you think about the caveman days, the sun goes down, we're pretty much going to sleep, right? That we would go to sleep based on the sun and wake up based on the sun. Now we have all these artificial lights and stuff, but so people are taking melatonin, especially with their kids, to help them fall asleep. Well, if you are taking it consistently, your body will stop making it and your body naturally makes it. So I am not a fan of melatonin at all. It's essentially habit forming, and then you need it to fall asleep. Oh, one thing that I love, it's going to sound funny. So, you know, at Thanksgiving, you're really tired because you ate all the food. You're actually really tired because of the turkey. There's a amino acid that's heavily in turkey. It's called L-tryptophan. That amino acid makes you tired. And it's not habit forming. It's very inexpensive. You can get it at, you know, a health food store. It's like $7 or $8 for 2 months supply. If you have a hard time falling asleep, you could take that for a couple weeks and I bet you it will get you to sleep. And then if you decide you need it, it's not going to do anything to your body where you're not doing your normal biorhythm. So those are the general advice that I give to my health clients about sleep.
Right. Specifically there, Steph, don't let me lose your thought if you're in the middle, but yeah. I know a lot of folks are taught, will even ask me about this. Like, I always want to say Rust-Oleum, but that's Rust-Oleum for plumbing. It's Relaxium. That's what I'm thinking of. Not Rust-Oleum. Yeah. Relaxium, which Huckabee talks about and others. I've taken a couple of those, tried it once, and I was out, but I'm always afraid, Tank, that if I take this kind of stuff, maybe it's going to mess something up. Cause I've never really had trouble sleeping, but sometimes I'm real tired. Any kind of guidance on that? You know, I know it can't be all cut.
Yeah, I don't know. She's looking up.
I'm looking it up.
So, but yeah. I mean, any supplement, especially if it's hormonal or neurochemical, is going to have God is so, you know, I've had recovery room nurses. I've had other nurses ask me, how can you be a surgeon and a Christian? And I'm like, what's the problem? And they, well, you're a scientist. I mean, you're based on proof. I go, yeah, okay. So what's the problem? So yeah. Then I say, you're right. I have faith in God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And I don't need proof because I just know it's there. And it's like my book, I've seen miracles that can't be explained. So thank you, God, for, you know, pounding in my head that you're always there. Yeah. And all science is using our senses to observe things, smell, sight, sound, to like, I mean, or we add to that, like we'll take a protein molecule and we'll put it in a gel and it'll sediment down. And the bigger the protein molecule, the slower it goes. Or x-ray, we look at different wavelengths of energy to characterize things. So that's all we're doing. We're taking what God built and Amen. We're studying it and we're studying it and we're using it to our benefit. So Amen. What's the issue? But to get back to Dr. Buckner, what he would also add would be, I'm sorry, Buckingham. Buckner's a friend of ours.
So, Buckner is a good friend of ours.
Yeah, there is a Buckingham.
So... that lack of rest at night results in a prolonged stretch of the tubes we have, the arteries that we have in our body. So when your blood pressure doesn't come down like it should, it stretches for longer, and that causes the release of all these inflammatory molecules, the interleukin 6, the ones I already mentioned. So, and that's the problem. So you need to find a way to lower your heart rate, lower your blood pressure, lower the stretch on the arteries, and not release all these inflammatory molecules and these diseases.
Yeah, one example right there, like he, you know, I've got two, what do you call it, knees. They replaced my knees with, you know, the stuff the Army used for bulletproof vests. I can't think of the word.
You're bionic. Kevlar.
Yeah, tell you, I'm bulletproof. You can send me in first if we ever go anywhere together. I just have to walk with my knees really high. But anyway, yeah, he told me, What was I saying? Get serious, Joe. Yeah, he said, they're acting up, Tank. They're acting up again. They started a couple of years ago. I had this done like 14 years ago or so. It should have lasted, I guarantee. But anyway, I got too running, walking too much on them. And so, yeah, they could swell up real easy and they give me problems some. But then he said, well, you could do the surgery again. This was bugging him, just at what you said. You do the surgery again, or you can you could do what you're saying, Tank, the same thing. You could watch the sugar, watch this. He went me down the list just like you all do. And then he said, watch what happens. He said, will you dare it with me? So I did. So the biggest one I got on was this chewable, instantly in your blood, turmeric. And this is a big shot of turmeric right in my knee. And then, of course, the other one, he's got a couple others, ginger, I forget what the others, but I take about 11 vitamin different things a day and try to eat them with a very light breakfast, a minimal lunch, and then I mess it up because I'm thinking the fudge is coming, but it doesn't yet. But in any event, they're back. They're back. And you can see where the stuff is, the bulletproof stuff, but and it's puffy, but the knee swells down. I actually could see my kneecap the way they did it. And it's there. And I've had no more trouble with that. I haven't run on it or anything, but they went down naturally. So what you're saying, at least I've had a personal touch on that one.
Yeah. So what I can say, because the supplement industry, right? So one is, does the ingredient do what the claim is, because there is not regulation on it, just so you know. And then two, the brand, the sourcing, third party testing, that kind of thing, right? So turmeric is amazing. You could get garbage. You could get really good quality. There is a website I love that I recommend. It's called examine.com.
Examine.
The nonprofit. Yeah. Examine.com. And you can put in your symptom. You can put in your supplement. And it will show you, it consolidates the research and tells you if it's minimally effective, highly effective, all different kind of information. It's a wonderful resource. And I trust it because it takes PubMed research and information and then condenses it. So you don't have to do the research yourself. They're not tied to a certain company. Now with that, obviously you want to look for brands that have been third-party tested. It shows that the ingredients actually have the potency that they claim, because you know, marketing is marketing. You can make any claim, right? And I will say, you don't have to spend big bucks for good brands. That's it. The money doesn't necessarily equate to quality or not. And I just wanted to speak to the product that you mentioned. I just looked up some of the ingredients, so I'll list off some of them for you. So ashwagandha is one of them. Ashwagandha is actually excellent for anxiety and stress. So it's going to calm you. So it makes sense that you would have it in the evening. Anxiety is the number one thing I hear with health coaching. I love ashwagandha. I think it's a great herb to have. This product also has three magnesiums in them. People say take magnesium and you got to be really careful because there's like six or eight of them. Two of these magnesium, I think citrate and glycinate are actually for constipation and a laxative. And then oxide is actually for going to sleep. So you need to be careful which magnesium you get for which thing, right? This product also has L-tryptophan, which I talked about. It also has melatonin, which I'm not a fan of. Chamomile, which you guys, if you have like sleepy time tea, which is one of my favorite, it's going to have chamomile in it, right? Sometimes even lavender, that kind of thing. This has passion flower, which is also great for stress. And then GABA, which is also great for stress. So when you're looking at things, just make sure you look at the testing and the validity of it. And you have to be careful because everybody recommends something and a lot of people have no business recommending.
Yeah, that's true. You make a good point. These are called Force One, not to give a free advertisement, but they are at Walmart Pharmacy and they're Force One and they only do four of them. They do the ashwagandha, they do the turmeric, and they got all these seals on the side and that's all they do. And they're chews. They're very soft, but the turmeric is like the Indians used to do, chew on it. Like it is so, afterwards, it's kind of like taking salsa with hot peppers in it. Ooh, this really must be good stuff.
It's also really good for focus. One of our boys takes it before he goes to his classes.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The ashwanda and the other one was greens. It's green veggies. It's supposed to be, list what they are, but it tastes like crazy, but you chew them. They go right in the blood. And the other one is beets. That's the only four. They say these are the four we do to excellence. So that's all. You only do four. The beets sound like, you know, when I was a kid, I liked them. So I guess I was weird. But other kids didn't like the beets. Even lima beans, I even liked those, but I regress. Digress, I mean. Yeah. What do you think, Paul? Did you like lima beans?
I love lima beans, but you have to cook them.
Yeah.
They
can hurt you. They're too dry.
I think, Tank, I appreciate what you do in terms of taking something complex and making it sound pretty simple.
Amen.
You know, it's so confusing, you know. I mean, gosh, if we took beets and fruits and veggies, you know, those little capsules that just whatever they do, it's very difficult. And I find that even in the medical community, there's such a wide diversity. And so a lot of this is about trusting your doctor, you know, because if he's a doctor, he must know, you know, necessarily. But if you were to just kind of pull this down in a little capsule, okay, what suggestions would you make for the layperson out there in terms of, you know, I've heard exercise, you know, we know that exercise, good sleep, things like that. But what do you think about multivitamins? What do you think about, you know, we're told to do that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Does my question make any sense? Because it's just so confusing. Yeah. So confusing. Yeah.
You want to go? So multivites. You know, multivites aren't like multivites anymore. So there's some big companies out there that, like, for older guys, they'll give you six different tablets as a pack. And it's not just vitamins, it's a lot of herbs and other things, so which have some science behind them, so for longevity. Generally speaking, if you eat a well-balanced diet, most of these things you've already got. So, but if you're missing something, you're covered by, you know, I mean, there's like 40 different nutrients and probiotics and things. Like, probiotics is probably something that we should all be taking. And it's not something, unless you're eating yogurt or
kombucha
or sauerkraut.
Pickles.
Or, you know, those things every day. Sourdough, yeah, because that's another yeast-based thing. So, yeah, and if you're not, then you cover your bases. So, but then there's the problem with, okay, so where do you get them from? Who do you buy them from, right? So there's a thing called bioavailability, right? So if they're bound to some substance that gets them into your gut, but they don't release from that substance and you can't absorb them, then they're not bioavailable. So how much of the vitamin do you really get? So I think the bigger companies are probably better at that. They've looked at blood levels after you've ingested them, or if they're a skin thing, because there are some things you can do by absorption through skin, that, you know, you have substantial blood levels. I think there was a point at which We actually got in, it was called eugenics. Was that what it was? So they did an oral mucosal swab and looked at your genes. And at that point, they only had 23 genes that they would look at that were predictive of high blood pressure, if you didn't produce enough aldosterone from your adrenal gland, and so you have two genes, because there's a double strand. And you were green if you were fine. If you were yellow, if you were missing one of those, and you were red if you missed both. And how did I test, babe?
He was green in everything. I always joke that he's the iron horse. He's adopted, if you don't know that. Like, he literally, he doesn't get sick. He's like just steadfast. His whole thing comes back green. Mine's like me, 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 me. They literally said, we've never seen someone come back all green.
Well, it's so related to the Hulk, right? He's, you know,
clearly so annoying.
Just
too,
don't make me mad. I
because he doesn't take as good of care of himself as I would like. And so it drives me crazy because he's like, I'm fine. And he is.
Yeah. But so an interesting thing was, is that different than just shotgunning everything. If you were prone to being or having a lack of something, they would add the substance, the substrate, the thing that you would get into your bloodstream that your body would convert to what you need in that vitamin tablet. So you had customized vitamin tablets.
It was good in theory.
Good in theory, but we didn't feel any difference.
So anything that we ever recommend, we've tried, and we've usually tried it for at least 6 months, right? Because they're... I truly feel like the medical future is in genetics, right? We're just not quite there yet, though. Like, we know the information, but we haven't figured out how to exactly target you because you're a little bit different than me. And I will say that when it comes to supplements, the number one thing that I recommend for folks is probiotics. You either need to consume it, or you like in food, or you need to have it as a pill. Gut health affects everything in your body. So if you are not pooping at least once a day, and if you are not pooping easily, and I know it's funny, but you can Google like the poop chart at the hospital and they will show you. It should be like soft serve ice cream. I know most people think that's diarrhea. I know it's a lot of information. If you're not, your gut is not working like it should be. And then it's going to affect everything in your body. So you have healthy bug guts, lots of them in your microbiome. When you get sick, you have bad ones, right? We take antibiotics. We kind of kill them all. When you take a lot of artificial sweeteners, except for stevia and monk fruit, you're killing them all. So there's certain things that we're doing that are not good for us, right? So that's the number one thing, because if you get your gut happy, and fiber, you know, there's certain things that help you go to the bathroom. Almost everything else is going to be good. And then the next thing I like to tell people is get vegetables that are different colors, right? That's going to get you almost all that you would get in a vitamin, like a multivitamin. If you know you're not going to do that, take the vitamin. I'd rather you have the colorful vegetables, but it's not realistic for people.
And coming out of a can is not going to do you any good at all, is it?
No, a can literally, so plants have different energy levels, and they've tested this. When you have canned, not homemade canning, like in a glass jar, I mean like canning, when you buy like Campbell's, you know, that kind of thing, literally has an energy of zero. Buy frozen. If you're looking to save money, buy frozen, you guys. That's an amazing way to do it. You will save a significant amount of money on both fruits and vegetables. Do not buy canned. It's a waste.
There we go. There you
it's
go.
Convenient.
Paul, you had a practical question. So the another practical answer to that, as far as a measure of the inflammation going on in your body, I don't think it's a very expensive blood test, but it's called CRP, C-reactive protein. So when your body is stressed, we use it in trauma for when someone has been really munched, and their gut's not working well, so we can't necessarily feed them that way. That's the best way to feed, because the outcomes are much better. So we have to give IV nutrition, but we can't do it if that CRP is really high, because we've shown that the glucose, the dextrose that we give that breaks down the glucose, raises your glucose so high that it attracts bacteria, you get infections, you die. The mortality, meaning the death rate and the morbidity, the complication rate of other things is so high. So we wait till that drops below a certain level. But you can measure those on just yourself. Ask your doctor to measure it, CRP. And then, you know, if it's elevated, then you've got somewhat of an inflammatory state in your body.
Boy, that is interesting.
So is there truth to 3 servings of fruits and vegetables and 2 tiny little capsules? Is there truth to that?
Well,
that's just a question. You know,
look at the old chart from the whatever it was it the FDA, whoever published the, you know, the bread, the that was published, and part of that included a paragraph that said, along with exercise, these things make sense. But we've clearly shown that, you know, too much carbs leads to too much weight gain and too much hunger from the increased glucose, which then stimulates your hunger after drops.
Okay, so I have some things to say about this. Okay. You want to get 3 times the amount of vegetables to fruit. Almost no one does that, especially in California. Paul, I know you have the best farmers markets where you are.
Oh,
all
me
that fruit, right? It's amazing. So it's not that the fruit's bad. It's high in natural sugar, but the vegetables are packed with all these micronutrients, right? That you're just not going to get in your breads and your dairy and your meats and that kind of thing. There are a couple brands that I can think of that are really good that are like capsules you're talking about. So, and I don't, none of these, whatever I will mention, this is not like all inclusive. I don't get any money from any of these people. Juice Plus is actually a very good product, which is pretty well known about your fruits and your veggies. There is a supplement brand called Mega Food, and they only source from real food that they then compound down. So when you look at the bottle, it's, you know, from beets or carrots or whatever. It's really a wonderful brand. Other brands that I like that don't have the, you know, 5 veggies in your capsule, Standard Process, Form One, Pure Encapsulations, Source Naturals, which is really inexpensive. Those are some of my favorites, and they're good quality. So you'll see, like, if you go look up Source Naturals, you do not have to spend a lot of money if you're looking for a certain supplement. And I do recommend that. Examine.com. If you have something that's really bothering you, go look up what is effective for it and try one thing. But you need to try it for 30 or 60 days before you make a determination if it's helping you. You can't take something for a couple of days or start 5 things because then you don't know what worked. Right?
That's what you do.
I do sometimes do that. It's true.
Confession is beautiful for the soul.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
That's why I only take one kind of fudge for a month. I want to make sure that fudge is good, Tank. It's good.
That's,
you know,
right.
Well, that's, hey, you know what? I am looking here and we're tapping the phone. There it is. We've got a couple of minutes left here. And ladies and gentlemen, we should want to thank some of you that helped support the program. We just were able to shift gears tonight. We could go for another hour. It's so much fun talking to the Thayers. We're going to have to schedule this again real soon and just have you set it up for you on the schedule for you. But Steph, would you like to say a word, or you had to do a lot of talking?
I can. So Pastor Joe already recommended said the website, but I can share it again. I do. I talk a lot. It's true.
No, that's good.
Between the house and coaching. So if you go to bbsradio.com/raising expectations, you can find all the details about our program, the co-hosts, books, different adventures that people are in, and past shows, all of that. You can also find where to donate. We love your donations, PayPal and Venmo. We have instructions at the top of how to give. Also a QR code. If you can just, you know, take your phone right there and snap a picture and then donate. So we appreciate your giving, your generosity. It helps us be able to stay on the radio show. We would actually love to make it longer. So we appreciate any giving that you can do. It also helps us reach so many people that aren't able to give, that may not know about the Lord. And that's really our heart, is to bring people together when so much of society is bringing us apart. And that leads me to one of my thoughts about sleep is, you know, isn't it interesting that the God of the universe makes his perfect creation and we need to spend almost a third of our life sleeping? And the farther I get in my faith journey, the more I realize that that's often when he will talk to you, is in the quiet and the very still of the night. So if you wake up, if you have dreams, if you have that worship song in your head, spend a little time. He might be trying to speak to you. And I think it's the sweetness of the Lord. And sometimes we're so busy in our day-to-day life that we don't notice him whispering or showing up. where it's pretty obvious in the middle of the night.
That's right, especially in the fourth watch. I heard that somewhere. A really brilliant young lady shared that on a show. That must have been right here. That's right. You remember? I thought that was great.
I couldn't understand why I kept waking up at 3 a.m. and then I started getting into the Bible. And I was like, oh.
We sure want to make sure that we say thank you to those that do give love gifts to the program, because you do make everything she's saying possible. And somebody said to me, what do we do with that design, whatever that thing's called, that picture on the page? I said, you take a picture with your phone, you scan it. That's the word scan. It's all new to me, too. All you got to do is scan it, and that'll tell you what to do with it right there. But God's been really good to us. And folks, we're living a time right now where everything we say and do can affect and make a difference in the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl that we have the privilege of meeting and talking with. And the emails and things that come in, and I follow the wonderful folks here on their texts and things that they say and what they go on Facebook and other things. And I've got kids, like my daughter Amy follows Steph, she'll read things. And I mean, it's great. We can make a huge difference. So it's all for positive, because, you know, the day is coming when the Lord's going to split the heavens. Like it says in Thessalonians 4:18-25, he's going to split the heavens and we're going to see some big doings. In the meantime, every word we say counts forever. So, well, guys, look, and lady, it looks like we're just about out of time there. I've got 6:55. And we'll be praying for you. Any last thing you want to say that I might have accidentally jumped on there for you? Tank, anything?
No, I think Steph like totally pulled what I wanted to say from the start about dreams. So REM is dream state. And the more you get of dreams, the more you're, you know, God's talking to you. So especially the 3 to 6 o'clock time period. So
what a great God.
Remember those dreams and think about them. Think them up.
Yeah.
Or just the time. You wake up at 3:56 to 3:56, Bible 3:56, and see what you get.
Yeah, write it down. Great idea, Tank. Write that down. All right, folks. Hey, love you guys. And we'll make sure. And you guys have a great week. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Same time and station. Paul, take good care of yourself, brother. And,
you too.
Well, you betcha. We'll all do this together. Thanks, you folks. Bet. God bless you. Make a Romans at 8:28, an exciting week. Watch what he's going to do. He's got something planned just for you. What do you see? Thanks for tuning in. See you later. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.